T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or trash.
The puppeteer who played Oscar the Grouch and Big Bird for 50 years, Carol Spinney, has passed away. He was 85 years old. He died in his house in Connecticut. Spinney had just recently retired from his roles on October 18th. The Sesame Workshop said in a statement that the legendary puppeteer lived for some time with dystonia. It causes involuntary muscle contractions.
Well, you won't really be nice. You can just pretend. And I'll pretend to be a grouch. And we'll see if people leave you alone and pay attention to me. I will not pretend.
Spinney voiced and operated the two major Muppets from their inception in 1969 when he was 36 years old and performed them almost exclusively in his 80s on the PBS Kids TV show that later moved to HBO. And we'll hear from a reporter who spoke to Spinney at 3:15 on WCBS. He spoke on News on the Rocks, as a matter of fact. Hear you then. A food drive to help those who have just been cut out of the food stamp program by changes the Trump administration made this week.
Work requirements are changing under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, meaning that hundreds of thousands across the nation would be losing out on its benefits.
So we will be doing this food drive until the end of the year and possibly after that, depending on what type of need we see in the community.
Senator David Carlucci is partnering up with Nanuet nonprofit People to People and starting a food drive for those who fall between the cracks of SNAP. In Rockland County alone, the senator reports 40,000 people are living below the poverty line. Diane Ceratori, CEO of People to People.
The issue is we don't always have access to the kind of funding that we need to make sure we can fill the gaps left by government services.
She says she's concerned that her organization won't have enough funding to replace SNAP benefits for those in the community who need them. In Nanuet, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
12 weeks of paid parental leave for all federal employees. That's what Senator Schumer just got included in the Defense Authorization Act. It would affect 115,000 federal workers in New York State. Steve Burns has more.
Secured in the latest National Defense Authorization Act.
This has been agreed to by the Democratic and Republican leaders of the House and Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says all 2 million federal workers nationwide will be able to use up to 12 weeks of paid parental leave.
If they have a baby, the parent gets it, and if the child is very sick, the parents get the parental leave.
Schumer says it's a big step for federal workers, including about 114,000 in New York State, but it's also a symbolic step for the entire country.
If you work in a private company, this means that the pressure on your employer will be much greater to give you parental leave as well.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, last year 17% of all U.S. workers had access to paid family leave. At Senator Schumer's Midtown office, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
7 people were hospitalized in serious condition after a 3-car wreck in the Flatiron District. All happened last night at 852 at East 23rd Street and Park Avenue South. Happened when a driver had a medical episode and ran a red light, causing the collisions.
3 cars smashed into each other facing different directions. 2 of them hit so hard that the front end of one of them looks like it's almost gone. Debris was all over the road as cops worked to figure out how this happened. Police say 3 of the victims are pedestrians, 3 are drivers, and 1 is a passenger. They were all rushed to Bellevue Hospital.
That was CBS 2's Mark Liverman. The driver was not expected to be charged. And now with a WCBS Exergen weather forecast, here's our meteorologist, Frank Strait.
As we head into this evening, it's going to stay not bad by December standards. Chilly, but nothing out of whack for this time of year. Temperatures don't drop much tonight, just to 40. We'll see increasing clouds and rain getting underway toward daybreak. And then the next couple of days will be warmer but wet. Rain at times tomorrow with the high 56. We'll see rain tomorrow evening, but clouds linger all night. Breezy and mild with temperatures about steady tomorrow night. And then it'll be even warmer Tuesday, but cloudy with some mainly afternoon rain. High will be 62. Don't get used to the warmth because much colder air moves in Tuesday night. Rain might even end as a little snow Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Otherwise, Wednesday clouds break for sun. Blustery with the high only 38. Right now, not too bad out there. 41 in Midtown. Sun dimmed by high clouds. Can we cloud up, followed by some rain tonight with the low close to 40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.